بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وصلی اللہ علی النبی الکریم رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. دا ٹاپک فار دس ڈے از دا کانسیپٹ آف محاسبہ ان اسلام. محاسبہ از اے ویری امپورٹنٹ انسٹیٹیوشن ان اسلام, ویری ویری امپورٹنٹ. وداؤٹ محاسبہ نو ون کین اسٹینڈ آن ٹرو فیتھ. وداؤٹ محاسبہ نو ون کین پیوریفائی ہمسیلف سو دیٹ ہی مے بی سلیکٹڈ فار پیراڈائز. سو محاسبہ از این انٹیگرل پارٹ آف ایمان اینڈ اسلام. محاسبہ مینس انٹراسپیکشن. محاسبہ مینس ان اردو پیپل سے احتساب, but in Arabic it is محاسبہ. محاسبہ means introspection, that is self-analysis or observation and analysis of oneself. Observation and analysis of oneself, this is introspection and this is محاسبہ. Man is born with so many desires, so many negative things, then in the environment, the society, every time there are provocations, there are bad experiences. So it is very important to engage yourself in muhasaba, in introspection, every day. It is sunnah of the Prophet and sunnah of the Sahaba to go introspection every day. Every day you have to introspect yourself about your actions, about your speech, even about your intentions. This self-purification, self-correction process, it is required every day and night. Without a muhasaba, no one can follow the principle of Islam in the right manner. Now, according to my analysis, there are two different kind of categories of muhasaba, or there are two different field of muhasaba. There are some very well known evils and some are hidden evils. If we categorize all those bad things or evils or unwanted actions, we can categorize them in two category: open evil and secret evil. In other words, unjustified evil and justified evil. According to my analysis, there are two kind of evils: unjustified evils and justified evils. I mean, some evils are so clear that everyone knows. For example, wine or usury or murder اور اڈلٹری اور فالس ہوڈ اور پورک, سو آل دیز تھنگس آر انجسٹیفائڈ ایول, ایوری ون نوز. سو جنرلی پیپل ٹرائی ٹو ریفرین فرام دیز ایولس, دے ہیو نو جسٹیفیکیشن, دے ہیو نو جسٹیفیکیشن ہاؤ ٹو ریفرین, دے نو جسٹیفیکیشن ٹو ایٹ پورک. سو پیپل جنرلی ریفرین فرام ایٹنگ پورک, سو از دا مرڈر اینڈ ادر تھنگس. سو دس از انجسٹیفائڈ ایول, بٹ آئی تھنک دیٹ دیر آر آلسو سم جسٹیفائڈ ایول, اینڈ میجارٹی آف پیپل از دیز جسٹیفائڈ ایولس. میجارٹی آف پیپل از انگیج ان دیز کائنڈ آف جسٹیفائڈ ایولس بیکاز دے ڈونٹ تھنک دیٹ از بیڈ, کانشیسلی یا انکانشیسلی. دس از مینشن ان دا حدیث آلسو, دیر از اے حدیث دیٹ پرافٹ آف اسلام ہیز سیڈ دیٹ ان لیٹر پیریڈ اے گروپ آف مائی اما, اے گروپ آف مسلمس ول ٹیک وائن. یو نو وائن از انلافل ان اسلام. سو پرافٹ آف اسلام سیڈ دیٹ ان لیٹر پیریڈ آف اسلامک ہسٹری سم پیپل ول ٹیک وائن. سو سم آف اوپینین آسکڈ وائی دے ٹیک وائن, بیکاز اٹ از ویری کلیئر ان اسلام دیٹ وائن از ناٹ لافل ان اسلام. اٹ از ویل ڈسکرائبڈ ان قرآن اینڈ حدیث. سو پرافٹ آف اسلام سیڈ یسمونہا بغیر اسمہا ثم یحللونہا, یسمونہا بغیر اسمہا ثم یحللونہا, دے ول گیو اے نیو نیم ٹو دا وائن, دے ول اے نیو نیم ٹو دا وائن اینڈ دین دے میک اٹ لافل. In other words, they find some justification. So it is not about simply wine. You know, these kind of hadith are, it is, here wine is a symbol, a symbolic name. Prophet of Islam said about wine, it is a general habit, not only wine. It means that like wine, they will justify wine and they will take wine after justification. So they will seek some justification as wine. It means that in later period, people will engage in some other things other than wine after justification. So by taking this hadith, I say that there are two kind of evil, unjustified evil and justified evil, and justified evil is very, very dangerous, very, very dangerous, because you do a bad thing, you are involved in a sin, and at the same time you think that it is not bad thing, it is not sin. So it is very, very dangerous. You are taking poison and you think that it is a water, but you know if you take poison, you say that it is a water, it is simply a soft drink. But if you say like this, you cannot save yourself from its bad effect. Poison will kill you. It doesn't matter that you have you have said before drinking that I am taking water, I am taking a soft drink. If it is poison, then it will kill you. No word can save you from killing. So this is the case of justified evil. If you do justified evils, if you indulge in justified evils, you cannot save yourself from its bad effect. So it is very important to introspect yourself every day. There is a hadith in this regard. The Prophet of Islam has said, I would like to say that only through muhasaba you can understand your weakness. Without muhasaba you can't understand. So muhasaba is a daily requirement of a Muslim life. Without muhasaba you are like a blind man. Only through muhasaba you can know your evils, your bad doings, your mistakes and your sins. So muhasaba is like a mirror, like a mirror. In mirror you can see your face. If there is a spot on your face, then you can see it in a mirror. So is the case of muhasaba. Muhasaba is a psychological mirror. Muhasaba is a psychological mirror, an intellectual mirror. Through muhasaba, you can see your weakness, your mistakes, and your wrongdoings. Then you will try to correct yourself. So muhasaba is an integral part of self-correction. Muhasaba means introspection. Muhasaba means introspection. In Arabic it is muhasaba, in Urdu it is ihtisab, and in English it is introspection. That is observation and analysis of oneself. Observation and analysis of oneself. So the Prophet of Islam has said, "Hasabu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu, wazanu qabla an tuzanu, wa zayyinu lil adar, wa zayyinu lil aradil akbar." حاسبوا انفسكم قبل ان تحاسبوا وزنوا قبل ان توزنوا وزينوا للعرض الاكبر. It means that reckon yourself before being reckoned with. Reckon yourself before being reckoned with. Weigh yourself before being weighed, and prepare yourself for the great appearance. These are very important hadith in this regard. All philosophy and complete ideology of muhasaba you can see in this hadith. In this hadith you can understand all the aspect of muhasaba. Then there is a Quranic verse والذین اتقوا اذا قصهم طائف تذکروا فاذا هم مبصرون. It means that those people who are God fearing, those people who are God fearing, when any Satan touches them, they become aware, and then they repair themselves, then they correct themselves. This Quranic verse is also very important to understand the institution of Muhasaba. I think that Muhasaba is related to God-fearing nature. When you discover God, you discover the greatest being in this world. You discover God as Almighty, as Creator. You discover God as a Lord of the Day of Judgment. When you discover God, you discover Lord of Day of Judgment, Lord of the Day of Judgment. So this discovery makes you very, very cautious about yourself, that sometime you will be presented before God. Then when you read Al-Quran, the book of God, you will read these verses. This is a Quranic verse. إِذْ يَتَلَقَّ الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٌ مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. This Quranic verse tells us that with every person, with every man and woman, there are two angels, two watchers, two divine watchers. With every person, with every man and woman, there are two angels as divine watcher every day, every night, every moment. And these angels are busy in keeping your record. They are reporting all those events, your intention. They know everything, and then they record everything, your intention is recorded, your speech is recorded, your behavior is recorded, all your activities are recorded by angels. And this angelic report will be presented before God. According to this report, you will be either punished or rewarded. So the whole philosophy of punishment and reward is based on this angelic recording. We believe that God created this world as a testing ground. Everyone is put on test. And two angels are with us as a divine watcher. So you are very, every time you are, there is video recording or audio recording of our life. And this record will be presented before God on the Day of Judgment. So it is this belief that tells you to go to Mahasabha. When you think about this system, when you think about those angels, when you think about those reporting by angels, you are you fell in fear. You are very cautious. You say that I cannot afford to indulge in evils, in deviation from the divine path. So this is the basic incentive towards Mahasabha. This is the basic incentive towards Mahasabha. Without this belief, you cannot take Mahasabha. Without this, you cannot do Mahasabha. So our faith gives us this realization. And this realization makes us alert. And then we do Mahasabha every day, so that we may save ourselves from the punishment of God. This is the whole philosophy of Mahasabha. So when you realize this fact, you will then I would like to say that it is said that to arise human, I think it is a very correct saying that to arise human. Also in hadith, kullu bani adam khatta'un wa khayru khatta'in at-tawwabun. So it is in human nature that he always commits mistake. But if you have Mahasabha spirit in your mind, if you have Mahasabha spirit in your mind, then you will say at that time, I was wrong. You will confess, you will admit. You will not go to cover up your mistakes. People generally try to cover up their mistakes. But those people who have inculcated the spirit of Mahasabha in their mind, they cannot afford this kind of policy. They cannot afford the operation cover-up. Everyone, from individual up to government, are engaged in cover-up policy. But a man who has the spirit of Mahasabha, he cannot afford this kind of policy. He will say, I was wrong. Because when you say I was wrong, then the correction process starts. If you commit a mistake and then deny or try to cover up, then you cannot correct yourself. So the process of correction begins from saying I was wrong, from admitting that I was wrong, from confession. Without confession, there is no self-correcting process. And this is what is called Mahasabha. So according to my knowledge, it is not bad to commit a mistake. It is not bad to commit a mistake. Because to arise human, the real evil is not to admit your mistakes, try to cover up your mistakes. So not to admit your mistakes, not ready to confess your mistakes, this is the real crime. So I would like to say that a true believer is one who is ready to say, I was wrong. So it is not the definition of true believer that he has no mistake. There is no mistake in his life. No, it is not a definition of a believer. The true definition of a believer is that when he commits wrong, he instantly says, I was wrong. When you say I was wrong, it is just like taking bath. Thus you purify your soul. When you say I was wrong, when you are repentant, I think that repentance is like a taking bath. Repentance is a spiritual bath. So repentance and confession and saying that I was wrong purifies your inner self, purifies your heart, purifies your mind. And this is the sign of Mahasabha. One who has the spirit of Mahasabha, he will do like this. Then the very important point is that you must know that there are two kinds of evils, justified evils and unjustified evils. It's very, very important. Because people always are engaged in justified evils without knowing that it is evil. They are engaged in evil and they don't know that they are engaged in evil because those evils are justified evils in our society. So you must be very, very conscious. After a great analysis, you must know that there are two kinds of evils, justified evils and unjustified evils. So it is very important to know the difference between justified evil and unjustified evil. People generally know the justified evil, that is wine, alcohol, and adultery and killing and telling a lie. So they try to refrain from these evils. But there are so many other practices. They are engaged in these practices, although they are bad, they are wrong, they are sin. Why? Because they have justified it. Or according to this hadith, يَسَمُّونَهَا بَغَيْرِ إِسْمِهَا ثُمَّ يُحَلِّلُونَهَا. They will change the name of that evil and then make it lawful. So it is justified evil. This is the real field of Mahasabha. Mahasabha is not simply about those things that are unjustified. There is very clear Mahasabha. That kind of Mahasabha is very easy. If you do Mahasabha only in those matters that are justified, if you do Mahasabha only in those matters that are unjustified evils. So it is very easy, very easy. But when you try to do Mahasabha in those matters that are justified evils, that is very important, very difficult. Here you need deconditioning of the mind, because when people are engaged in justified evils for a period, then it becomes their conditioning. Then they become conditioned in those evils. So when you try to save yourself from justified evils, then you need great muhasaba. Here you need deconditioning your mind. Here you need deconditioning your mind. Here you need to yourself. Here you need to save yourself from biased thinking. Here you need to introspect your inner self. So when comes the issue of justified evils, the matter becomes very, very difficult. But it is necessary. Without doing muhasaba in these matters that I call justified evils, you cannot be a true mu'min. You cannot save yourself from sin. You cannot purify your soul. And you know, Quran says, ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Only purified soul will go to paradise. Only purified soul will be awarded paradise. So it is very important to do muhasaba in matters that are justified evils. All those habits we have inculcated ourselves, we have inculcated in ourselves, that is hate against enemies, fight against enemies, suicide bombing against enemies, all those protests against enemies, all those complaints against enemies, all these things are justified evil. There is no enemy. People generally talk in terms of atrocities, in terms of bias, in terms of conspiracy, but also wrong. There are a number of verses in the Quran that tell us that there is no conspiracy. It is you who are responsible. It is you. You are responsible on your own, not any enemy. If you are deprived from something, that is price you are paying. That is the price of your backwardness. So we have to know that there are justified evils, and people are engaged on these evils. So you have to decondition your mind, otherwise you can't understand that these evils are justified evils. These evils are also evil, although we have justified them. Only deconditioning will tell you that these evils are evil, and we have wrongly justified them. So this kind of discovery is very important. Without this discovery, you cannot save yourself. You cannot decondition yourself. You cannot purify yourself. Then there is a hadith, لا تزال قدم عبد حل اتائیس علان اربعین ان عمر ہی فیما اپنا ان شباب ہی فیما ابلا وان مامل وان مال ہی من ان اکتسب ہو فیما انفق ہو. اٹ مینس دیٹ مین ول ناٹ موو انٹل ہی gives answer of these four things. It means like when man is presented before God on the day of judgment, he must answer to these four questions. First is, God gave you life, so where you spent your life? God gave you time, where you spent your time? Then God gave you youth age. Youth age is great, great blessing. Youth age is great blessing for anyone. So God gave you youth age, the energy. For what purpose you spent your youth age? Then God gave you maal, money. Maal is also a great blessing. So God gave you maal, money, and where you spend this money, this will be asked, you will have to answer. So it is very, very, very serious matter, serious matter. There is a hadith, man husiba yawm al-qiyamati faqad halak. It means that everyone who was interrogated on the day of judgment, he will be punished. He will be punished. So interrogation in the day of judgment is very, very, very difficult matter. So we have to prepare ourselves. Prophet of Islam has said, "Hasabu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu." Reckon yourself before being reckoned with. Before interrogation and the day of judgment, you have to interrogate yourself so that you may correct yourself. So present, so muhasaba in present world saves you from the muhasaba at the day of judgment. Muhasaba of the present world, muhasaba of pre-death period will save you from the muhasaba of post-death period. Muhasaba of pre-death period will save you the muhasaba of post-death period. So muhasaba is very important. Muhasaba means introspection. Introspection, self-thinking, to find out your own mistakes. This is muhasaba. And muhasaba is an integral part of iman. Muhasaba is an integral part of Islam. Muhasaba is an integral part of God consciousness. Muhasaba is an integral part of taqwa. Without muhasaba, there is no Islam. Without muhasaba, there is a Muslim personality. Muhasaba is a self-correcting process. Muhasaba is a self-correcting process. Every day you need muhasaba, every day and night. Thus you can save yourself from Satan. Through muhasaba, you can save yourself from Satan. through bhasma you can save yourself from your temptations. Through bhasma you can save yourself from egoism. Through bhasma you can save yourself from arrogance. Through bhasma you can save yourself from bad intentions. So bhasma is a self correcting process. Bhasma is a self correcting process in Islam. اقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم اجمعين.